Good morning, dear Aurovilians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 16th of March, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny on 24 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast says partly sunny and pleasant, and increasing cloudiness over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 22 to high of 32, with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 22%. And following is an excerpt of Dr. Karan Singh's talk at the closure of Auroville Retreat past Friday at Unity Pavilion.
Let me say that in the 20 odd years that I have now been associated with Auroville, I have never seen the Aurovillians in a better mood than you are this evening. It's too soon for me really to be able to say, but from whatever I have learned and whatever I have heard and whatever I myself have been able to gather, this retreat has been a tremendous success. It's not only these two days, the retreat has been the culmination of a process which I think began 6 months ago, and then Arma came on board 2 or 3 months ago, and the whole process of consultation and conversation and confrontation, all of these are very important for a community like ours. If you recall in the letter that I wrote to the community, I did say that it was my strong feeling that Auroville is now ready for a major breakthrough. What I really meant to say was, which I didn't put down in black and white, was that Auroville either breaks through or breaks down. So you cannot carry on like this forever. You have to either, it seems to me that we reached a sort of a plateau and that we had to move now onwards. And I think that the whole process of organizing this retreat with the parallel Auroville Festival in Chennai, I think marks the beginning of something new. Apart from the important factors that you are discussing, you will recall that I had also mentioned the question of each one doing a spiritual housekeeping, looking within and seeing how your spirituality is developing. That's not something that anybody else can judge. That is something that only you yourselves can judge. But Auroville is a place really for spiritual growth. And I wanted to highlight that, because sometimes I found that in all the meetings that I had, there were lots of problems about this, about that and the other. There was very little talk of actually whether there has been any spiritual realization, whether people have been going to the to that magnificent Bhatri Mandir and sitting and looking inwards, whether they had any experiences or whether they found that there was some light and some force behind. So all of this I'm sure that will be now taken on board in the weeks and years ahead. What we are looking forward for now is some concrete proposals on each of these various factors, the various areas that we've talked about, for example education. What are you going to do? What do you want the governing board to do? Land. Same. What is the community doing? Because there were 3 or 4 different land groups, all pulling in opposite directions as far as I was able to gather. And now you have a single land board. What are you going to do about that? How are we going to increase the intake in Auroville? My mother talked about 50,000 people, and we haven't even reached 2,500 yet. We seem to have flattened out again. What are we doing wrong? What can we do in order to get fresh blood and fresh energy and fresh idealism into the whole process?
And Resident Assembly Service shares with us the following words of thanks. saying a big thank to all retreat participants for holding the space. The atmosphere in the room during the intense work and plenary sessions were charged with energies, aspiration and goodwill. The retreat organization team has been requested to make a brief presentation of the retreat process and the outcomes to the governing board. The retreat organization team will make a more detailed presentation of the outcomes to the working committee sometime next week so that the working committee can start driving a process of implementation with the concerned working groups and a task force to be set up. Meanwhile, all retreat-related data, reports, presentations and findings will be uploaded on the retreat website ras.orville.org.in/retreat2015. And they hope that within the next 15 days, this work of documentation uploading will be completed. The phase of implementation of the numerous ideas, proposals and initiatives that came out of the retreat starts now. This phase will be overseen by a working committee and will be implemented through existing working groups and new task forces or teams to be formed. They are grateful to Aaron Marevi, who was with them throughout the preparation phase and during the two-day retreat with his wonderful guidance, energy, focus and deep understanding of Orville. They are also grateful to the members of the Governing Board and the International Advisory Council for the joining the process and sharing the views and perspective. Retreat organizing team were Alan, Helena, Inge, Lalit, Manoj, Margarita, Mike, Min and Tuan. And for 23rd and 24th of May at Unity Pavilion, Orville Consulting and Sunlit Future is announcing seminar on responsible energy management. Orville Town Development Council invites all Orvillians and newcomers for a two-day seminar on responsible energy management. Participants will be introduced to energy conservation, efficiency and energy auditing practice, as well as solar PV basic, site and system assessment, system design, maintenance, etc. And full program attendance is required. No prior knowledge is required and the program will be facilitated by Orville Consulting and Sunlit Future. On Wednesday, 18th of March at 7 p.m. at Solitude Farm, they will present live music and local food, a meeting of Nordic hymns and the Carnatic tradition, a vocal performance by Danish singer Han Marie Lefebvre and Carnatic singer Mahesh Vinayakram. Han and Mahesh met during a musical encounter and discovered the symbiosis of Nordic folk music and Carnatic Swaram. Together they will share with us their adventure of the meeting between these two ancient cultures. Han Marie Lefebvre was educated at Royal Academy of Music and is now working as a freelance singer, mainly performing Baroque and contemporary music. Mahesh Vinayakram, son of Gautam, legendary Padma Bhushan T.H.V. Vinayakram, today is one of the leading artists in the field of Carnatic and world music. On Sunday, 21st of March at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center in Samasti, students of Nandita D will present Barka Song of the Rain, Songs of the Rain, based on the Indian ragas, accompanied on the tabla by Devasis Dash, Pinto Da. And on Sunday, 22nd, at 5:30 p.m., also at Pitanga, From Music to Silence, concert with Krista Eschmann, with following program of Johann Sebastian Bach, Patricia Amina Sarabande, Allegro, and Vanadraj Patia San Gidrat, Night Music for Flute. Krista Eschmann, Evocation for Spiritual Drum, Store Drum, Tubalophone and Voice. Krista is a musician and writer who teach flute at the University of Heidelheim in Germany. In 2012, she gave a classical flute concert in Pondicherry with Richard. Besides flute, she will play various instruments, one of them especially developed for her by the Workshop of Swarm. And the theme of this concert is From Music to Silence, and it is a meditative concert, so the doors will be closed at 5:30 p.m. sharp. On Saturday, 21st of March, between 3 to 5 p.m. at Conference Hall at SAIA, the Teacher Center invites us to a presentation by Lucas Dengel on Soil and Health, Insights of Environmental Health. This is the third gathering in a series of manifestation of the dream, physical education. The aim is to enrich our knowledge and to create a space for sharing on different aspects of integral education. They will end together by enjoying healthy Orville-grown organic snacks, raw food and others. On Friday, 20th of March, in Sacred Grove at 8 p.m. On Saturday, on 21st of March at Zephyr at 8 p.m. and on Sunday, 22nd, at Kalabumi Amphitheater at 5:30 p.m. we can see Lord Byron's Love Letter. Anandamai, Elke, Jeff, Rena and Francesca are happy to present Lord Byron's Love Letter, a funny short play by Tennessee Williams. The play lasts 25 minutes and it will be staged in few communities. Sri Aurobindo Center for Advanced Research in Pondicherry organizes a Living Within study camp on April 10th to 12th with teams from the Life Divine. For registration, we should write to sakarstudycampus@gmail.com or we can call them on 944-301-9172. And on 19th of March, Thursday, between 5:15 to 6:15, we are invited to Aurora Olympics at the Shakti School Sports Complex in Dana. Team Aurora Olympics events are competition between houses. The contribution of every member adds or subtracts from the total points chalked up by the team. It is an excellent illustration of the motto one for all and all for one. For athletics, they will use the Shine Award to provide opportunities for children from the age of 6 upwards to try athletics through fun physical challenges and rewards them for their effort. It promotes an initiative to learn and develop individual athletic skills. Star Awards for individual sportsmanship, self-discipline and commitment through the year. And this year, each of the four houses will present themselves in a form of group performance choreographed by them. Couple of performances in dance, gymnastics, and kalyapat. A team of ex-Deha Shakti students, now young adults, are putting up a special electronic photo exhibition of Deha Shakti since 2004 onward. Sacred Group would like to put together poetry jam and open mic for Open Hearts on 28th of March, and today at 5 p.m. you can join them to plan the event. On Friday 20th at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, German Pavilion presents Nishita Jane Gulabi Gang, which was made in Norway, India and Denmark in 2012, and it's a documentary. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Sri Aurobindo the His Dream for the Future of Mankind. At Cinema Paradiso this week they will follow women's series, and today at 8 p.m. we can see biography Big Eyes, made in USA and Canada in 2014 by director Tim Burton. Tomorrow they will screen documentary Lakshmi and Me, Dark Girls, made in USA 2012, director Chanisin Berry. And on Wednesday we can see documentary Half the Sky, made in USA in 2012, director Mauro Shermaev. And the mother wrote, "Liberty does not mean to follow one's desire, but on the contrary to be free from them." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.